All I give a damn about.
The Rich Eisen Show.
God, I love that guy.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Solid.
You know, Jerry, Agent of the Stars, I had to give this to because he kept on calling things that I'm doing solid. I'm like, all right, we got to stop now.
But what about you're doing because solid work?
There is a better adjective. Excellent is a better adjective than solid.
Solid.
Earlier on the show, Apple TV MLS analyst Taylor Twellman. Coming up, free agent running back Dalvin Cook. Legendary boxing champion Oscar De La Hoya. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Oscar De La Hoya is making his way to the studio. The Golden Boy. That'll make two Golden Boys in studio in hour number three.
Oscar and...
I'm sorry, and a Golden Lady. Your Emmy I'm referring to. That's hour number three. We just had a chat with Taylor Twellman of Apple TV talking about Messi. What a great Friday night entrance into the world of Major League Soccer in the United States for him. There's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on this busy week. Training camps in the National Football League will be open for every single team in the NFL by tomorrow night. Every last one will have veterans in camp. So time is beginning to finally run out on everybody's offseason or non-playing season, as we like to call it in the National Football League. And joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show is a guy who is at the focus of so many conversations around the running back position, to say the least. He is current free agent Dalvin Cook here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Dalvin?
What's up, Rich?
How does it feel to be called a free agent? How does that hit you?
It's different, man. Bitch, I don't know, man. I can't explain it, man. It's just different, man. Just sitting at this position in this great spot, I don't know.
When did it begin to hit you that you and the Vikings were kind of done, Dalvin? When did that hit you?
I kind of knew it was coming during the season, to be honest. And it was going to have to, like, you know, the relationship of, you know, the run in the past wasn't there all year, so it was like, you know, I want to go somewhere to get the ball, and I think, you know, they want to get the ball out wide, so it was kind of something that was well needed for both of us, and you know, I kind of knew it was coming during the season.
So you're saying the new regime that was brought in last year with the way that they were running their system was suddenly dawned on you middle of the season, not featuring you, built for you, that sort of thing? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, it wasn't. And I love those guys, like, as far as, like, KO and Kwesi and all them people, like, they're great human beings, like, but as far as what they're trying to do, like, you know, I want to be, like, in a different system and, you know, do what I want to do.
Okay, so what system is that, Dalvin? Are you making decisions now or what? Like, where are you on everything?
Kind of taking my time right now. You know, the market is the market right now for all the guys, and I don't want to rush into a situation and, you know, it don't be right. So I'm kind of taking my time and kind of just dotting the T's and just doing everything I need to do just to put myself in a great position to go be able to win and get the football and help somebody win. And it's not really just about me getting the football. It's about, you know, me being put in a position to help a team win each and every game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is the fact that you haven't found that team yet anything to do with money? Or is that what it is? Like, what do you owe that you haven't that you're still on the Monday of training camps opening across the league, still a free agent right now, Dalvin?
I just think it all comes back to, you know, like, as far as, you know, how they look at the running back position. And like I said, I just don't want to rush into a situation and just and jump on an offer and, you know, it don't value the running back position. You know, I think the move I'm making is for all the backs around the league and for the upcoming future.
Were you on that Zoom this weekend, Dalvin Cook, that was made known with all the running backs? Were you on that one?
Yeah, it was. We kind of came up with that, like, last week when we started that group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Derrick Henry started a group chat last weekend. You know, it's kind of sad where how people think about the position. And no, we one of the positions that get beat in the ground and nobody values that. So, like, and like I feel the frustration of every running back around the league. So, like, that Zoom call and us voicing our opinions in that group chat is kind of needed right now.
So, what can you share with me? What do you want to share with me about what was discussed? in that Zoom?
It's just basically, man, like, no, the internet don't bother me at all. But when you see certain things on the internet or how people just really think about the running back position, I think that's what bothers the guys. And, you know, when you think about the average salary, they compare us to a punter and a kicker. Like, I don't know how that even came about. Like, how we get compared to our salary, get compared to a punter and a kicker, where we're doing everything on the field that we need to do, you know, to help our team win. But it's just like, you know, the guys around the league that's getting 30 carries a game, that's taking close to 400 carries a year. You know, you got to show those guys the love and respect. And I think Saquon is sitting at the top of the list, and Josh Jacobs.
How many were on the Zoom, Dalvin? How
all the top guys around the league, like all of them.
What was the
all of them?
Did you? I don't know if you were able to take a peek at the bottom of the screen on the Zoom and how many people were on there. What was that number up to? Did you see that?
It was probably about like 15 people.
Huh. But what's the? What are the solutions? What were the solutions out there to?
That's what we're trying to get to right now, and I don't think we came up to that equation yet. I don't think. We trying to figure out where we can go without hurting anybody's pockets. We trying to get to a point where, like, you know, we don't want to. We obviously want to play football and we want to help somebody win, but we don't want to. You know, everybody got their family to take care of and you know, real things to do in real life. And I know, you know, we don't want to take from nobody's pocket, like, as far as like not being out there on the field. But like, we got to come up with something. I think that's what the guys still trying to come up with, because we active every day in that chat, every day.
Well, I just don't know what your options could be, Dalvin, in the fact that, you know, you're part of a union. You are one position on a field. Do you feel like, have you spoken to, has anyone on that Zoom spoken to the union about what your, you know, pushback could be in a collectively bargained world, Dalvin? Is that, like, has that been broached by you guys?
As far as, you know, us talking to the union like that, Austin Eckler and Derrick Henry, they've been pretty out there, like, as far as voicing their opinion of how they're feeling and, you know, some options we'll be coming up with. But we're still trying to come up with this thing and get this thing rolling so we can, you know, figure out something for people to look at the position a little different. You know, my little brother is in the NFL. He's only 23 years old. So it's like, you know, we're trying to get this thing going for the near future. Like, we got backs that's in the league that's only 22, 23 years old that deserve a better future than what they're trying to give to us right now.
Is it true that it was brought up on the call to potentially exaggerate an injury to make a point, to sit, withhold a service that way?
I didn't hear that part. Maybe it was. I didn't hear that part, but okay. Maybe it was. But I didn't hear that come up.
Okay, because again, I know things are getting. You know, you're a little exasperated as a group. I mean, I've spoken to every one of you on this show, and from Miles Sanders to Eckler to McCaffrey, you obviously, we haven't had Saquon on yet. We're eager to get him on here. I don't know what the answer is going to be, but you are in an interesting position here to potentially hold a line. I mean, is that a conversation you are having with your agent, that it's got to be more than what any other free agent back was making, something close to what you were going to make in Minnesota? Is there something you can speak to about that, Dalvin?
Yeah, you know, me and my agent, we active every day. You know, me and Zach, our relationship is real close. And he know, like, you know, like, obviously, like, money don't outvalue what I'm trying to get accomplished in my career, which is trying to win a ring. But, like, you know, I know who Dalvin Cook really is, and I know what I can bring to a team. So, like, I'm not going to be devalued as far as going out there and playing for, you know, less of what I think of myself. And that's a conversation me and him having every day, trying to get this thing, you know, get this thing going.
Dalvin Cook here, a few minutes left with the free agent running back on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's just dive in a little bit more to your current tour, in a way. And certainly, you know, the fact that you are unsigned right now, landscape's changed. I don't know if you've heard, but Nyheim Hines apparently got hurt over the weekend, unfortunately, and it does appear to be out for the year. He's on your brother's team. Is that a possibility for you, Dalvin, now?
That'd be exciting for me and my family. It would. You know, the whole thing about, you know, when they brought the whole thing up for me and my brother playing together, it was just about me not being in his way. I want my brother to go tear the league up, which he is, because he's prepared for it. and I don't want to be the one being in his way of stopping him from doing it. So, like, that was the whole thing. But, like, you know, they down the back, so it's not out the picture for me to go, you know, go play there for, play there with him.
Okay, and a lot of folks are targeting the AFC East for you. Virtually every team in the AFC East. Is that what you're targeting as well, Dalvin?
I think so. I think that's like really like a high percentage for my landing spot. You know, though I think those teams have showed a lot of interest in, you know, coming to pick me up and having me joining the team. So like I think that's like a real high interest.
Okay, and so where are you on this? Give me a date by which you think you're gonna sign, Dalvin. What do you have for me on that?
I don't know. I've been having this conversation with Zach every day, and it's just been like, you know, what's the best situation? Should I sign now? Like, we really don't know the best option, but like, I feel like when the best option come on the table, I'm going to take it as soon as it come on the table.
So is there any truth to the report that Miami had something on the table for you and you just you didn't bite at it, Dalvin?
I didn't know. No, that wasn't. Okay. That wasn't true.
All right. So there has been nothing on the table for you.
It's ongoing. It's ongoing with my agents and everybody. Like they going through their whole negotiation thing, doing their thing. Yeah, I'm letting them take care of that.
Okay, and has anything off the field been brought up to you, Dalvin, as preventing you from getting a job, do you think?
Nope. No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
So that hasn't been brought up to you by teams or any potential issues that you are having in the legal system in the state of Minnesota that might be brought up to you? That hasn't been issue? Okay.
No, sir.
All right. So you think you're going to be signed by what? Preseason? Game one, two, three? I mean, put it out on the table for me, Dalvin Cook.
You're going to see Dalvin Cook this year balling with somebody, and I'm going to be helping somebody win. We're going to win a lot of games. That's what I'm bringing, and that's what I'm going to be doing this year. Like, as far as the timetable, you know, Rich, you're my guy, and I don't want to tell you a false information.
Okay.
So, like, you know, I'm gonna be out there this year. I'm gonna be on somebody's team, and we're gonna win a lot of games, and we're gonna go do what we need to do.
Dalvin, I appreciate the time right here on the show. You know, you've seen me run a 40. Does that mean? No, honestly, does that get me a link to the next running back Zoom so I could sit in on it as well?
That should, right. And one thing about, you know, we as far as like, you know, our relationship, man, you know. No, I trust you with you being in the zone. So yeah, why not?
Okay, I appreciate that. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get on the text chain. So basically, one last thing. So you look down at your phone. Like, what else is was this text chain created by Derrick Henry just for this Zoom, or it exists otherwise throughout the year?
No, it was basically like, you know, like I think we all sense the frustration and the buildup of us just want to speak our mind freely. And I think that chat right there, you know, lets us speak freely and kind of come up with options. We kind of just dive in and just kind of say how we feel. And we're trying to come up with a solution for something, for the position, for the near future. Because I think it's more about the near future. It's trying to get this thing done.
Okay. All right. I just was wondering if it was just a text chain of top running backs in the NFL that just exists talking about, you know, TV, movies, what's going on.
We came up with the Zoom call came up with like just like last minute thing. But we was in the group chat active for like a couple of days, like just talking and just trying to see how everybody thought about the situation. Everybody, you know, everybody feel the same way, obviously. So it's like we got to come up with something to get this thing done.
Okay, let's be honest here now, Dalvin. Did you have every single one of those running backs in your phone already, or were you just getting texts from running backs you didn't know, like who knew were they already on your phone?
It was new. Like, I didn't have those guys, and it was good, man. Just like, you know, okay, Reaching out to your peers and just having those guys voice their opinions and just see how they felt. Because
did somebody?
Yeah, it was new.
Did somebody name the text chain group? Is there a name for it?
It's RBs. It's RBs. It's called RBs.
It's called RBs. Okay.
Yeah. Rich, I'm wondering, anyone have a green bubble on the text chat?
Oh, yeah.
The Androids?
Yeah, anybody screwed up by not having an iPhone?
Nah.
Would you have kicked that person off the chat? Would you have kicked him off the text chat?
We would have had to. I would have called.
Very good. Okay. I think I've asked all the questions I need to on that front. Dalvin, thanks for the time. Keep us up to speed if you don't mind.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Right back at you. That's Dalvin Cook, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. He's not signed yet. That's why I had to ask him what's going on off the field, if that is an issue for him. And he says, no, the teams are not asking what's going on off the field with him. And who's going to give him the bell cow?
Good question.
Nobody. Who's gonna put the bell on? None of those teams. He'd have to share it. Yeah. So it's an interesting equation that they're all putting together. All right, we'll take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial when we come back. Over reaction. Monday. As always, Chris Brockman's going to call in because he's dedicated to his craft ish.
Are you currently enjoying the show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher. And thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Let's get to it with the Big Lebowski. How were you introduced to that film?
I ran to the Coen brothers a couple of years before that, I guess. Had a party and they said, we're writing something for you. I say, oh, great, because I was a big fan of Blood Simple and some of their earlier films. And then I got the script, and I said, what? This is not like anything I've done. Were you spying? Did you crash some of my high school parties? And where did this guy come from?
Was that character based on anybody that you know?
Yeah, it was based on a guy named Jeff Dowd. For them, they used him quite a bit. I met him. He came on the script. I didn't use him too much. I really referenced myself. and the script, you know.
When did you realize that this film would become, in many ways, you can't even call it a cult. It's a classic. It's just a flat-out classic now.
Yeah.
For the Big Lebowski.
I was surprised. Because we had a great time making it, and we were all, laughing and, thinking, this was a fun movie. We didn't think it was going to be anything like it was today. Mm-hmm. But I was surprised when it first came out and did nothing. It was like, kind of a bomb. And then it played in Europe, and they got it. And then it splashed back over on our shores, and he grew to become
as one of our colleagues on this show has a friend who went to a Lebowski bar in Iceland.
Oh, yeah, got a drink. We got these. We have Lebowski fests. I've been to one. I played with my band at a Lebowski fest. That was my Beatle moment. Can you imagine? The dude! Playing to a sea of dudes and bowling pins and moms. It's totally surreal. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love Jeff Bridges. Every time I see that, I'm like, yeah, he was on this show. Our whole archive on our YouTube page.
Yeah, man.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. If you missed it, Dalvin Cook says he's biding his time. He is biding his time. He agreed that the AFC East does appear to be his target. Mm-hmm. The Bills, he mentioned, is now and it would be an interesting choice. But he doesn't want to take any carries away from his brother. Nyheim Hines, as you know, is going to be out for the year. Did you hear he was apparently on a stationary jet ski? Wasn't moving, was on it, and got hit by somebody else.
Ooh, is that what happened?
That is apparently what happened.
So he's just sitting on the jet ski chilling.
And he's okay, except for the fact that it looked like he hurt his knee for the rest of the year.
Oh, wow.
Now, the Bills need, Nyheim Hines, as everyone recalls, last year had the returns of the year.
Yep.
As he and the Bills got back out there after DeMar Hamlin damn near dropped dead in Cincinnati, and that week felt like it was forever. Mm-hmm. By the time they got back on the field, they knew not only was Hamlin, you know, alive, but was going to be, it appeared to be okay. And then he runs the opening kickoff of the first game back for a touchdown. Amazing. And then did it again in the second half.
Goosebumps.
And that's what they're going to miss. Now, Dalvin doesn't return kicks. So I don't know if that changes any of the dynamic for him with the Bills, but the Dolphins, Jets, and Patriots certainly would take him. And the question is, will they pay him? How much are they going to put him out there? How about him saying that he thought that the offense in Minnesota last year was getting the sense in the middle of the season that this isn't for me anymore?
That was strange.
And he also said what's going on off the field with him and an ex-girlfriend in a court in the state of Minnesota right now has not been brought up. It's not a reason why he's not getting an offer. And he was on that running back Zoom. All of it is going to be on our YouTube page. All of it is going to be on our show collection page here through the Roku channel relationship. 844-204. Oh, and plus the videos will be on X later on.
Rich, yeah. And strangely enough, on the Bills depth chart, the kick returner, his brother, James Cook, right now is on there. So
there you go.
It's going to be interesting.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Look who's calling in. You there, Chris? Chris Brockman, everybody? You there, Chris?
What's up, guys?
Yo. Hey.
Where are you? You're calling in from a bathroom or something? Where are you?
I actually am in the bathroom. It's the most like soundproof situation going on here. It's like 48 kids running around.
Okay. All right. Where are you? What state are you in? California? Where are you?
I'm in the great state of California. Livermore, California, to be exact.
It sounds like you're sitting right next to me. is there an ice machine room you could move to at some point?
Do you need me to move? Is there an echo?
No, actually, sounds great.
Or need a picture of your location.
Sounds great. Sounds amazing.
I can definitely send you a picture of my location. I was in a beautiful location yesterday. I played 36 holes at gorgeous Half Moon Bay golf course and resort. Unbelievable.
That's a heck of a birthday.
By the way, God,
went 87-81 yesterday. The index is looking nice.
That's a great birthday present for yourself right there. So Sarah's birthday present to you is I'll watch the kid you play 36? Is that it?
Pretty much. Well, we're staying with Sarah's extended family up here. So, they have a couple of kids. There's two kids each from the cousins. They were all having a great hootenanny while me and one of the husbands went out and played 36 yesterday.
Christopher, I got to be honest with you, man. This is you're living your best life, and now I totally understand that you're hiding in the bathroom. Even if you weren't calling into Administrator Overreaction Monday, you'd just be hiding in the bathroom anyway. I get it. I totally get it.
Seems like the right thing.
Pretty much. Now Sarah and I are going to leave Cage alone, and we're going to take a day to ourselves, do some shopping, do some wine tasting, hit up the casino up here, and have ourselves a night.
That's it. Sounds great. Hey. All right, Chris, are you ready to do your usual month? Look at you making your appointed round despite being away from the show. So I appreciate that.
Well, look, I have to announce my presence with authority, and I can't let you guys forget about me, so I had to come through with an overreaction.
Okay, here we go. All right, everybody, hit it. Hit it, please.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, give me music. Give me music. This is going to be the greatest Overreaction Monday ever, not just because training camps are opening up across the National Football League. As we are doing this Overreaction Monday, it is the first Overreaction Monday that is administered by Chris Brockman calling in from a bathroom in Livermore, California. That's a first. Chris, you have the floor. Go for it.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Everybody good?
Hey, Chris. What's up, man?
Even from a Livermore bathroom, that's how he starts it. Very good. Tradition unlike any other. Very good.
Well, as we were driving up to Northern California, there's a lot of train tracks from the old West days, and I noticed one of them has the word Lions written on the side. Because that hype train is out of control right now in the D, and I'm going to say too much hype this season is going to weigh down the Lions.
No.
They're going to miss the playoffs altogether.
No way are they missing the playoffs altogether,
Rich,
Chris.
The weight of the hype is just going to bear everybody down. You already see some stuff going on. I see C.J. Gardner, whatever his name is.
You know.
He got hurt today, right?
Yeah. He did.
That's the first domino, Rich. First domino. Lions going to lion. Miss the playoffs. Sorry, Jeff in Detroit.
Well, I mean, the Lions are saying, despite C.J. Gardner-Johnson being carted off the field, that they hope he's going to – they believe he's avoided serious injury. So let's just place that aside. Did you not listen to Aiden Hutchinson when he called in the other day? Like, come on. Like, that kid is a winner who feels it and knows it's on him to execute it. And I think the coach is absolutely selling that stuff that's being bought. Their offense is terrific. No way. Not only are they making the playoffs, they win this division and they're hosting a playoff game. Ooh. I am not going to bite on this cheese, Chris. I say that as an overreaction. Overreaction.
Oh.
Well, I mean, seriously. No, take a look at it, too. I mean, you think the NFC West is hot garbage anyway. So, and the NFC South, what are they going to get? Two teams from there? And the NFC East, I don't know if they're going to send three again. So even if you think the Vikings come through and or the Packers come through, the Lions will make it as a wild card. They're too damn talented.
All right. Point Eisen. I can see.
Appreciate it. All right, what's next?
All right, you know, guys, I had the Do Not Disturb yesterday for the birthday. Wanted to focus on the round. Did I mention I shot at 87-81?
I got
second it. Second 18, I was on fire.
Did say something about that.
But I did see that X Videos was trending, and that made me think of Jimmy G. I was like, whoa, what's going on? Finally healthy, Jimmy G's back in Raiders camp tomorrow. Raiders, number two team, AFC West playoff, book it.
I'm gonna tell you, just from last year's scars still healing, I'm going to call that an overreaction. I'd love to go in with Jimmy G right now, that he's going to be there and Devontae Adams will be just as good and Josh Jacobs is going to just shake off being pissed off, correct? And that our friend the Condor, Max Crosby, and the rest of that defense is going to actually perform better than the Chargers and the Broncos, vastly improved just by last year not being the case anymore, one thinks. So that's an overreaction. You're 2 for 2 on my front.
By the way, I have a nickname for Jimmy G this year.
What is that?
I told Chris and Mike.
What do you got?
Jimmy G's new nickname is officially the Chicken Hawk.
Okay.
Based upon these places in Vegas he's been invited to.
Do me a favor. When Looney Tunes fan Amy Trask is here in the studio with Susie in a couple of Fridays, don't bring that up.
Don't bring up Chicken Hawk?
No. Oh, no, you can bring up the Chicken Hawk, but only if you're referring to the Looney Tunes character. Because she'll ask you to fill her in on the rest, and I don't think that's going to go very well. Don't do it.
Do you like the nickname as well?
And high. Okay, what else you got over there, Chris?
All right, guys, look, a team that we're continually not talking about, and I'm going to keep talking about them because I think they're going to be pretty good this year, the Cleveland Browns, okay? Okay. Deshaun Watson is talking. I know a lot's been said about him in the last 2 years, obviously for good reason. But I think Deshaun Watson's going to ball out. I think 4,000 yards, 35 touchdowns, he is going to shock everybody this year. Browns. Playoff, book it.
I don't think that's an overreaction terribly. I don't know. I know it's a big one. 4,000 yards is possible, I guess. I mean, what, Amari Cooper would have to have like 1,400 of them, you know? Do me a favor.
Read out of the backfield. We got some tight end situations. We got Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Do me a favor, TJ. Look up their depth chart at wide receiver. And
yes, sir.
That's a large number. 35 touchdowns is also a large number. That's the overreaction. The Browns having a good year because Watson shows he's still Deshaun Watson. I'm going to buy that, but I think the 4,035 or more touchdowns might be the overreaction. What do you got over there, TJ?
The aforementioned Donovan Peoples-Jones, Elijah Moore, your former Jet,
right?
Amari
yeah.
Cooper, brother Marquise Goodwin, Cedric Tillman.
Is that kid from Purdue on that list too? Bell, is he on there too?
Yeah, David Bell. He's second right behind DPJ on the
too, man.
And then of course you got David Njoku, who's a beast.
4,000 yards is a lot. Can I split the take and say the bounce back playoff season is not an overreaction, but the 4,035 or more touchdowns is? Can I parse it out like that, Chris? Is there like a Livermore bathroom rule? that we can...
Only because I'm not there, I'll let you fly.
Okay, very good.
However, Rich Eisen, in our last NFL one, before we switch music, Mike Del Tufo,
nice.
I will say, I know you're going to like this one. I know you saw that video bouncing around Jets Twitter yesterday. Garrett Wilson, left side, drag, back end zone, Rodgers, rolling, hits him, touchdown. I know you saw that, right?
Yes.
Rodgers to Wilson. Top quarterback, wide receiver, touchdown duo this year. Book it.
He might be too close to this one, Chris.
Rich, last year, Mahomes to Kelce was the number one, maybe not wide receiver, but pass catcher, quarterback, pass catcher, touchdown duo. They had 12. You don't think Rodgers to Wilson can get you 12 scores?
Was that the leading? That's the leading?
That was it?
That was it in the NFL?
Huh. Yeah, Devontae Adams had 14 touchdowns, but I don't think all of them were from Derek Carr.
Okay. Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, a Baker's dozen touchdowns will be the one to better it. But they don't have to better it. They just got to get 12.
You have a few talented receivers on your team, too.
I know that.
Cut into that.
Yeah, you know, sure. Why not?
But just seeing Rodgers tell Garrett, just show him and like practice three. Get old, just stay looking at me. I got you. I'll put it in a spot where only you can get it.
That pass was insane, Chris. He's rolling to the right like Montana looking for Dwight Clark. Double pump.
I still got to say it's an overreaction. I still just got to say it. I mean, until I see it once or twice, I can't just sit here and go, oh, absolutely, you know? And I'm not just saying that because I didn't get one of those new white jerseys that I saw Greeny put on today. By the way, I haven't put on a piece of gear that they've sent.
You should.
Because they haven't sent anything.
Wait, what?
But
no, they sent you anything?
No, I'll call that an overreaction just because I don't want to take this cheese. I can't. You don't think that Allen's going to feed Diggs to the point where.
They had 11 last year. Allen to Diggs had 11.
I know. And then that's what I'm saying.
A.J. Brown had 11 from Jalen Hurts.
Come on. Dak and CeeDee Lamb's going to be a big connection, right, TJ?
They're going to.
Geno and DK?
They're going to eat too.
I'll call it an overreaction,
Rich,
just because I can't.
Rich and Chris, let's not forget the guys in Cincy. They're going to have a couple of scores their way too.
Jets.
Do you really believe this, or you're just putting me in a position, Chris?
Rich, it's Monday, and I want you to feel good about the rest of your week.
I will ask you again. You said the words book it. Are you just throwing it out there, or you're trying to put me in the position of turning myself into a 54-year-old cheerleader? What are you doing? I need to know. What are your intentions? You must declare.
I got to say, that video was pretty impressive.
It was pretty All right, what else, Mike? You have to change music. By the way, he heard you too, Chris. He's paying attention. It's great.
Attaboy, Mikey. On your game on Monday. Hey, we did these for some what's more likely, but I'm just going to make them definitive statements today. Dame Lillard is going to play more games for the Blazers this year than any other team. Getting traded.
Wouldn't you think? Well, not getting traded, but I still think that's going to be something done right before the season.
So he'll start.
I'll push back, and maybe he gets traded by the deadline. But the deadline is already more than half the season in.
Yeah, so he would technically.
I'll say this, Chris. I'll push back. Say that's an overreaction, and I'll say he's either traded right before the season, and that means that he will play more. Damn it! I'll say he's traded right before the season. So I'll push back.
Ooh.
But you're saying we're going to see we're going to see him playing for the Blazers in the in-season tournament? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Chris,
we're going to see him?
Yes. All right. How about this? Dame, your first ever in-season tournament MVP. What?
I don't know. I think Scoot will take too many shots to prevent that from happening. What else?
All right, last one. I got baseball on the brain because I knocked the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum off my checklist. I've been to 17 stadiums now. Guys, I figured out why they can't afford to pay any of their players. They spent all the money on the fireworks display. Greatest fireworks display I've ever seen in my life.
He's
after
right.
The game on Saturday up here
really?
In Oakland.
He's right.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
All 2,000 of us there were going nuts. But did you see what Ohtani did yesterday? Last home game in front of the Angels faithful before the trade deadline. Oh, that's right. He had another home run. But I'm going to say Ohtani staying put, not traded, and he's going to get 6-0 this
season.
Yeah,
that's not an overreaction. I mean, it's not an overreaction. So, yep.
He's so good.
Honestly, how is that an overreaction? They should have traded him last year if they're going to trade him at all. Unless somebody totally overpays and throws an insane amount of prospects at the Angels in hopes that they'll sign Ohtani and go on some sort of a run that they believe puts them over the top, then the Angels aren't going to get any for him. And the Angels are in Detroit, and then they're in Toronto, and then they're in Atlanta. They're in Atlanta on trade deadline day. Chris, so I'll agree that it's more likely that he stays put and he hits 60 home runs. That is not an overreaction at all.
Yeah, they're 2 games over 500. I mean, they're still in the mix, so there's no reason to deal them at this point.
All right, Chris, good job. Appreciate you taking time out of your not so busy schedule to be here for us. Greatly appreciate it.
But I just need to figure out how to get out of the bathroom now.
So you were in Oakland. You watched an actual A's game that actually happened. You did
an actual A's game. We were just outside the third base dugout, and it was beautiful night. Beautiful night in Oakland, and I said, the greatest fireworks display I've ever seen.
Oh, and because you know, I'm not going to see you for a bit. How did your burger draft go for your last week? How did that work out, Chris?
Burger draft was phenomenal, and I think you would actually be happy. I had the first overall pick. Random draw, not because we were celebrating me, but I had the first overall pick. I made my selection first overall. I took what I ordered, and my second half of the burger I ordered came all the way back to me in the snake draft with the last pick. So I ate what I ordered. You would be happy.
Well, whereas the rest of your affair bitching and moaning about how you're never going to get the first overall pick again because you got it. And complaining about it in the same way you've been bitching and moaning about me in our fantasy basketball league? Is anybody complaining?
I don't think those two are the same.
Yes, they are. They are absolutely the same. It's correct. Okay.
But everyone had a great time. You were missed. You were missed.
No, I wasn't, but I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Best to everybody. Enjoy the rest of your time off.
Okay, that's it. I'll see you next week.
Thank you very much. It's Brockman, everybody. It's Chris Brockman calling in. Is he gone?
Yeah, he hung up. He's like,
man, I just remember covering a bunch of Raiders games in Oakland, Alameda. And, you know, Mount Davis that was created as part of that stadium that nobody ever sits in for baseball games because it's, you know, upper deck center field.
I did a game there last year. It's old.
Well, I just remember being the first time I was there, and I remember seeing huge piles of dirt and rocks in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Because that's what the grounds crew used for the warning track. It was a certain pile of dirt. Infield dirt was a certain pile of dirt.
Yep.
And then, you know, there's like a pile of rocks. I have no idea what that rock pile was for. But there would be these huge mounds that would be like 20 feet tall that you had to walk past to get to the field. Because that I guess there's no shed for the outfield warning track dirt, the infield dirt. And they needed it all the way up until the middle of October. That'll never happen again.
No,
there'll never be a shared stadium ever again.
That's done. That was it.
It's funny you said that because, you know, I've told you
that'll never happen.
One summer in the 90s, I worked security at Three Rivers Stadium, home of the Pirates and the Steelers. And they also had, there was a cavern, man, where like there was just a huge, looked like a boulder, but it was dirt. And it was a pile of dirt tucked away underneath the stadium. And I guess you obviously.
The turf fields were always crazier to me than that with the say grass. Then they went to turf.
Yeah. Well, grass. So don't forget it. One time, Atlanta had a dual sports
Miami
stadium.
Miami did it. The Marlins had it.
Miami had it for a while. Shea Stadium for the Mets.
The Mets
had it for a while. I believe the Bears played in Wrigley Field for a while.
Wow.
Obviously, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. They had it for a while. St. Louis, of course. Yeah. I believe St. Louis had it for a while.
I'm trying to think of where else.
Did Houston have it for a while? Yeah, the Astros and the Oilers.
Yeah.
Seattle had it for a while. The Kingdome.
That's right.
There used to be like a third of the NFL.
Crazy.
A third of the NFL had dual sports stadiums where, you know, all of a sudden, but the turf, they would fill in on the dirt, right?
Yes.
You couldn't have, so there would be like these seams of AstroTurf sewn in to like the Astrodome and the Kingdome.
And
Oakland, you know, obviously had that for all the way up until they moved to Las Vegas a couple years ago. And it was wild. It was just, it was insane. And it would rain, it would rain, and then you, and then the dirt, like the dirt piles would, like, because it would be mud all over the place. We were, you'd just like slip and fall just walking down the tunnel.
We did a game when it rained for Thursday Night Football there.
Yeah, we did.
It was like terrible.
Was the last one we did there, which is when Charles Woodson said goodbye. That was the last one we did there.
But the weird thing is the Three Rivers was turf, so I don't know why they had that pile of dirt under there. But I mean, I saw it for whatever they.
No, because they would do the they'd have to do the mound
and the warning track
and the warning track and stuff.
Yeah, and then right around the bases. Still needs some dirt.
So weird about that the turf dirt. It was weird. I just
but they would fill in the rest of the infield, didn't they?
Yes, with the turf. It was nuts. It was crazy. Oh, and the
I don't know, now I'm wondering if it's false memories.
The mound dirt is brown. Like this was like gray. I can remember.
Man, the grounds crews are great. Those guys are. I love watching them work. Those guys are amazing.
Oscar De La Hoya is making his way here to the Rich Eisen Show studio for a conversation in hour number three. 844-204 Rich number to dial here on the program. I've always wanted to get in the ring with somebody of your caliber, Oscar, I'm more of a lover than not a fighter. So this is the way I'd like to fight you, if you don't mind.
Makes two of us.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. All right.
Let's move the show mug over here. Have you ever played this before?
You know what? It's actually my first time.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, Oscar De La Hoya has never played Rock'em Sock'em Robots before.
So am I Canelo here?
Right. I'll be Triple G. On the count. Do you have a bell that could be played?
Yep, I got a bell.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Come on.
Two warriors.
Come on now. Oh!
You just made your
Jesus!
Take that, Oscar De La Hoya!
Oh, my gosh.
And by the way, I know it might be in our contract. No rematch.
No rematch.
I retire! Look at that!
Jesus, knocked
out. Yes!
Wow. What's going on?
Walk off! We still have that in our studio. We've since signed it. And it got broken, and then we put it back together. But I got a great right hand. I rocked him. Hey. I socked him.
You rocked him and socked him. Knocked his block off.
How about that? He never played Rock'em Sock'em Robots before. Why would he?
Yeah, I mean,
he does it in real life.
Thing, yeah, right.
I wanted one of them as a kid. My parents would not get me Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They thought me and my brother would start a fight if we had that. Like, because
but the point is that you work out your aggression doing that. They get you hungry hippo instead. It's similar.
Very similar, kind of.
Hungry hippo.
Also, man,
just keep it in the button.
You called no rematch, so
we're going to do it today.
Your victory is just going to stand.
Cannot do it today.
It's going to stand the test of time.
6 years later.
Wow.
I think that's the reason he's coming back.
I don't know if people want to see the fight, to be honest. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. DeAndre Hopkins has signed his contract. He's a Titan.
Yeehaw.
That has happened. There it is.
Hello.
Wow. This is going to be great. Nobody believes they got a shot. They got DeAndre Hopkins, and they got Derrick Henry, and they got Ryan Tannehill. And if you line them up, that's not a, if everyone's healthy, that is not a bad quarterback, running back, receiver, you know?
Football's going to be great. I can't wait.
I mean, yeah.
It's going to be great.
That is a huge signing for the Tennessee Titans. Did they need him or what? Oof. Again, everybody on that team, in that locker room, we have to say it that way. Can't say on that roster. Everyone in that locker room, of everyone in that locker room before Hopkins signed, the leading touchdown reception all time, the one person in that locker room had the most touchdown receptions all time of anyone in that locker room was the head coach, Mike Vrabel. That says everything. I mean, they're young and unproven completely. And Hopkins walking in, again, everyone's like, if he wants a ring, he just blew it. But he's going to make the playoffs. If everyone stays healthy, that team needed Tannehill healthy. They didn't have that quarterback. And if they go in there and everyone stays healthy.
Think, Rich, this year?
By the way, and also don't forget, that's where Will Levis is sitting.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud signed his contract today as well. Bryce Young agreed to terms over the weekend. And I just remember before the collective bargaining agreement that ended the lockout in 2011, this was the time when quarterbacks would hold out. That's when players would hold out, and it would be difficult to sign them because you were signing somebody who was making the most money in the history of your franchise who had never played a single down. And the owners pushed back in that lockout, and they created this system where players are slotted and there is no more holding out of rookies. Now the problem is the second contract. And by the way, you know, Bengals training camp opens this week, and the same thing with the Chargers. You get the exact dates here. And, oh yeah, Joe Burrow reports tomorrow. And here in Los Angeles, in Costa Mesa, California, Justin Herbert reports tomorrow. And guess who's got a report tomorrow also for the Giants? Saquon. Is he not gonna? Does he show up tomorrow? And if Herbert doesn't have a contract between now and tomorrow, does he show up? Does Burrow show up and take all these questions about his contract?
Oof.
And then I just can't wait till, again, all these contract talks. Adios. It's time to play football. That is so close and so right around the corner. Well, we got somebody who called and said the Giants and Yankees played in the same stadium for a while, too.
That's right.
We appreciate people listening and just calling up and saying, I don't want to talk to them. I'll just hang up.
Hey, Rich, here's a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Going back to the Titans, you know, last year they had 16 total touchdowns as a team receiving. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think D-Hop gets at least half of that on the zone this year?
I do. They have to. The problem is, though, is how do you not shade somebody his way? He's going to have like three guys on him. Somebody else is going to have to come to the fore here. Or do you just run Derrick Henry down people's throats and say, all right, let's get multiple people in the box so you can't shade somebody over? That's going to have to be their way to go, is that Henry just keeps killing people as he approaches 30. Again, that's the way we started the show. He's the guy. Dalvin Cook said the RBs is the name of the text chain that all of the running backs right. are on because Henry created it. Boy, how'd you like to be a running back that's not invited to that?
Probably feeling bad.
We got to get Derek on to say who he decided, what do you have to have?
Yeah.
You have to have at least 1,000 yards to get in that text chain?
What qualifications were needed to be
added
to this?
It's called the RB1000. That's the text chain name.
He said, there was like 15, 18 of them on it?
Yeah.
Do we want to take a guess?
I took it out here because, you know, I've written down a whole bunch of running backs here on this list way back because we've been on this. This is way back in March when Sanders left for the Panthers, and signed for like $6 million per. And you just take a look. If you have 1,000 yards, you can fill up that Zoom. That is for sure. And we'll see how they can actually figure it out. As you know, it's the performance-based pay system, I think, is the way out of it. We talked about it last week. Oscar De La Hoya in studio, and we'll talk about the hottest team in the NFL. Team that's winning June and July. They won April. Oh, my God. You know which team that is. That's coming up. All right, so he said there are 15 guys, right?
15, yeah.
All right. Travis Etienne at 1,000 yards. You think he was on it?
Yeah.
Or is he too young?
I think he might be too young. Ooh.
Nick Chubb was on it. Was Tyler Algier on it?
I'm going to say
I doubt
probably
it.
Not.
Tony Pollard was on it. Maybe.
Maybe.
Aaron Jones. You think Aaron Jones was on it?
I think Aaron Jones was
He's
on it.
He got 1,100 yards?
Yeah.
Damian Pierce, too young. He didn't have 1,000 anyway. Josh Jacobs was definitely on it. Eckler didn't have 1,000 yards, but he was on it.
He should have been on it.
Well, he was.
Oh, okay.
Dalvin said he was on it. Was Ramondre on it? 1,040 yards, or he's too young?
I don't know. Probably not.
Saquon was on it. You think Miles Sanders is on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Najee Harris?
Probably.
He's got to be on it, even though he's too young.
He's young.
Do you think Kenneth Walker III was on it with 1,050? You know Derrick Henry was putting it together.
I'm gonna say
those were the 1,000-yard rushers.
Well, here's the deal. Jonathan Taylor had 61. I'm sure Jonathan Taylor
was on it.
Yeah, so.
Who else is? Mixon had to be on it, right, at 814.
And then Lombardi.
Was James Conner on it, maybe?
Lombardi Lenny? Is he on the chat?
McCaffrey didn't have 1,000 yards, but he was definitely on it. Was Fournette on it? Sure. One would think. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Did they let Justin Fields on just because?
Well, no, he's not a running back. Sorry, pal.
But he had 1,000 yards.
He ain't on it. Hopefully he invited Breece Hall because he's the best of them all.
RB plus.
Hey now.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
Collision has been struggling a little bit out of the gate with these ticket sales.
A little bit out of the gate. This was a major show announced on a major network with what everybody thought was this huge star, CM Punk. I said he was going to be the biggest financial flop in wrestling history, and I think I'm being proven right every minute of the day.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.